And now a holiday tradition from the Lone Star State. It's Santa's cousin from the barrio, Pancho Claus. From San Antonio, we're joined now by Rudy Martinez. He's one of many guys throughout Texas who takes on the role of Pancho Claus. Merry Christmas, Rudy.
Merry Christmas to you.
So explain for us, who is Pancho Claus?
Pancho Claus is Santa's cousin from the South.
From the South Pole.
From the South Pole, yes, that's correct.
And what is he? Do we know Santa rides on the sleigh with the reindeer? What does Pancho Claus do?
Well, Pancho Claus travels on a cart drawn by little burritos. Like my cousin Santa has the bright red sleigh pulled by reindeer. And, of course, he has his favorite reindeer named Rudolph. Well, I have a favorite burrito. His name is Chewy.
I love it. Does Chewy have a special nose, too?
He has red ears, not a red nose.
Excellent. How did all of this get started, this particular legend?
Well, it started with a legend in Mexico where two little children were working in their family garden. They were wishing for nice gifts from their parents, but they couldn't make up their mind what they really wanted. So all of a sudden, a fairy godmother appeared, and she granted them one wish and one wish only. So the kids thought and thought what they really, really wanted for Christmas. So they finally decided and told their fairy godmother that their only wish for Christmas was that every child in Mexico and in the entire world have a very Merry Christmas. So the fairy godmother was really, really surprised at this. These two little poor kids that said all that they would wish for. So the fairy godmother was really lost at what she could really provide for them. She thought and thought, and finally she thought of Pancho Claus. Pancho Claus would bring joy and happiness to all the kids in Mexico and in the entire world, and this is how Pancho Claus was born.
So you dress up as Pancho Claus each year. What do you wear?
Well, basically the same outfit as my cousin Santa, the basic red suit. But the difference is that I have a bright red sombrero and a poncho. And the main difference is the black beard. I don't have a white beard like my cousin Santa. And the black beard, of course, is because I'm much younger than my cousin.
Aha. Uh-huh. So what do the kids say when they see Pancho Claus? What role does he fill for them?
I do a lot of visits to children's events, and especially schools. And I always bring the message that they should always have respect for their teachers, their parents, their grandparents, and to really study hard, work hard to get their education.
I understand that when you visit with kids there in Texas, like Santa Claus, a lot of kids will make requests to you for presents. What have you been hearing this year?
Mainly electronic games, but sometimes I get really touching requests, like children's parents that are in jail, one or the other, and sometimes they just ask if I can just bring their parents home.
Rudy Martinez, a.k.a. Pancho Claus, spoke to us from San Antonio, Texas. Happy holidays, Rudy.
Thank you very much. Feliz Navidad y próspero año nuevo.